Yeah, we got a lot to cover
Sleeping
today.
Sleeping naked is green. At least Vanessa Farquharson, who wrote the book, thought so. Using her hilarious book, we will explore and expand on some of the 366 journal entries where she shares her year-long journey of trying new ways of being green on a daily basis. This segment is brought to you by Essentia, the only natural memory foam mattress in the world. MyEssentia.com. And of course, the Green Divas Radio Show.
In February, Ms. Farquharson wrote, "Provide for an eco-friendly funeral in my will." And we've done a lot on that with our friendly Green Reaper, Elizabeth Fournier, the author of
All Men Are Cremated Equal.
It still makes me laugh. I love her. Anyway, so I went and I did some homework on green burials, right? And I was looking for statistics, and the only statistics I really found were on Wikipedia. So I'm sure they're fairly close because they do come from a number of organizations, including the Casket and Funeral Association of America. Anyway, each year, 22,500 cemeteries. Okay, that's how many cemeteries there are in the U.S. They bury approximately 30 million board feet of hardwoods. Wow.
That's a lot of trees.
That doesn't sound entirely sustainable for the trees, does it?
No.
90,272 tons of steel. And that's just for the caskets.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
Because they all have those railings and 14,000 tons of steel for the vault, because most burials in this country puts the caskets in vaults. 2,700 tons of copper and bronze on the caskets.
Of course. Oh, my gosh.
Wait a minute. Wait, this is just insane. 1,636,000,000 tons of reinforced concrete.
For the vaults.
For the vaults. This is kind of creepy. 827.60 U.S. gallons, 1,000. Okay, 827.60,000 U.S. gallons of embalming fluid, which most commonly includes formaldehyde.
All right, that ain't right.
Aren't those statistics crazy? And there's several organizations cited as the sources for this, so it's probably pretty close to reality. But I just want to mention what a green burial, the Green Burial Council says a green burial is. It's a way of caring for the dead with minimal environmental impact that furthers legitimate ecological aims such as the conservation of natural resources, hello, reduction of carbon emissions, mm-hmm. protection of worker health, and the restoration and or preservation of habitat. You know, as you know, there are a lot of environmental contaminants. We just mentioned, you know, some of the potential ones that occur from our current burial practices, not only from embalming, but the coffins also.
Right.
Traditional burial is creating serious space issues. You know, in Europe, in London, I mean, they're really having a crisis with this. And that is an environmental concern. Cremation is slightly better for the environment, but still creates some air pollution and soil pollution. It's, mm-hmm. it's a lot better in many ways, obviously. So here are some of the options that we have found. Non-toxic embalming fluids
Yay.
That are made without formaldehyde and resolve most objections to ground contamination.
That's even if you choose to embalm, which isn't always.
Well, yeah. Now, I found a statement that said no state in North America requires routine embalming of bodies. Now, natural coffins, they're made from biodegradable materials that are readily renewable or recycled and created with greater sustainability in their production.
I was online looking at hand-painted coffins and baskets. And
well, there's so many different ways. So as I mentioned, Elizabeth Fournier, and I've got a link in here for her, which you can find on our website, for All Men Are Cremated Equal. She also, on her website, which is Cornerstone Funerals, has a great resource for green burials with a lot of different options.
That's the place to go, yeah.
And I'm going to do that link. But we also found one quick one I want to mention. Lisa found Eternal Reefs.
There's two things that great alternatives. Eternal Reefs is fabulous. You can send your cremains to them, and they will build this sphere out of cement, and they'll put it in the ocean where it will become part of the habitat and help grow the coral reefs.
Which apparently need help. That wraps it up for this week.
Well, that was fun. Remember to tune in to the Green Divas Radio Show next week to hear another installment of Sleeping Naked is Green, based on the book by Vanessa Farquharson. This segment was sponsored by Essentia, the outrageously comfortable natural memory foam mattress, so you can sleep green and healthy. Find out more at myessentia.com.